And Scott Harris, when asked about a timeline yesterday, wouldn't give a timeline, which, you know, anybody smart doesn't.
No, you don't, and you can't. I mean, as much as I like the prospects and what they have in the outfield for the future, none of those three guys I mentioned have the ability to stay healthy at this point. The Carpenter's gotten hurt. Riley Green's hurt every year. Mm-hmm. We've seen that Meadows has been hurt. That doesn't instill any kind of confidence. Really like Colt Keith. Really like Colt Keith. You know, Colt Keith hits lefties better than he hits righties.
He's just got to keep it up. I mean, yeah. This can't be his like Scooble breakout, or not Scooble, Torque breakout, and next year comes back and he's in Toledo again.
Now, one other thing that Scott Harris was doing yesterday, which I'm not sure that, in a way I like it because it's kind of spreading the word, and if GMs around the league don't already know it, that, or I should say if agents around the league don't already know it, then he's trying to signaling, hey, listen up here. And that is, they were kind of tooting their horn, and they should, about getting Flaherty to this level. You know, Flaherty was a reclamation project.
Yep.
And it worked out. Lorenzen was a reclamation project, and it worked out. And he's letting everybody know that, you know what? People know that they come here, and we've got guys, and you got to put in the hard work, and that's what Jack did. Jack, first and foremost, goes on him. He's the player that has to implement everything, but, you know, there's a lot of guys back in there at the clubhouse and coaches and staff and stuff that are working with him and trying to get him right and get him back on track.
What we did.
And it's a look what we did, pat us on the back, and he should, because Jack Flaherty's a big one.
I feel like now, though, they're in a position where next year, I don't know, it's probably too early to count on Jobe, so you got Scooble, you got to sign a number two and then hope Olsen stays healthy. But they damn well better give this thing some gas this offseason.
Yeah, they better. And I, you know, once you get past the trade deadline, and I said that this roster is going to look a lot different later in the week, and it will, because now they got some 40 man spots open and they're going to have to fill those. And obviously, you lose Flaherty, and it creates another hole in the rotation. It's not a hole, it's another hole. And then, well, I said a hole. It's another hole in the rotation that they have to fill, let alone you've got roster spots for position players. It's all going to look different. And when that happens, you bring guys up from Toledo, other guys have to matriculate too. Hau-Yu Lee, who's the prospect they got for Lorenzen, who's a second baseman, who's tearing it up at Double A, and he's young and all this. He's only 21 years old. And Jackson Jobe, who's made, I think, 8 or 9 starts in Double A, and he's like unhittable down there. Mm-hmm. These guys need to be moved up to Triple A. I'm not saying they're going to play in the majors this year, but I think that they need to get their taste to AAA so that at least you start the ball rolling where they've got their toe in the water. They know what it's like, and maybe they can impress you enough where coming out of spring training, they might be considered for the big club if they're good enough.
William, you're on 97.1 to take it. Hi, William.
Good morning.
Hey.
You know, great leaders have a character. It's called self-awareness. And I listened to Scott Harris's comments yesterday, and this whole the organization's great, it's so healthy, look at us. That is the dumbest thing for a leader to say. It is completely unempathetic as it relates to where the fans are at. Your organization is in fourth place. You've been lapped by Cleveland, KC, and Minnesota. Three teams potentially from the Central are going to make the playoffs. And as you guys said very, very well, we're drafting high school players. That's a strategy. Not questioning the strategy or the trades, but don't come on and say, we're great. Come on and tell me, hey, listen, we're probably 2 to 3 years away.
William, can you do me a favor? Because now I want to hear, I'm wondering, it sounds like you got triggered by something very specific that he said, and I listened to it, and there was nothing that triggered me the way it's triggered you. I'm not happy, but do you remember exactly what he said that irritated you this much?
He said the organization has gotten much healthier. We're much better. Fourth place, where three of your rivals.
Well, in the division. Hold on. Organization implies top to bottom, from major league level down to minor league level. And I would argue that
AJ can't fill up a lineup card right now. You know, on your broadcast this week, Dan Dickerson said AJ is struggling to fill up the lineup card. Then he goes on in the press conference and says, I'm going to have breakfast with AJ tomorrow morning. We're going to talk about the pitching situation. So for the rest of the year, basically, what you're giving the fans is pretty much a hodgepodge product that we're just going to have to suffer through again.
I think
we're going to have to suffer through again.
I think you're misinterpreting what he said. I'm not saying you're wrong at what's going on at the major league level, and I think pulling the plug on this season is, I don't think it's as bad as you do, because I don't think this was a legitimate contending team. I tried very hard to believe that, and in the end, okay, I couldn't. But hold on, man. Hold on, that. William. Hold on. When he says organization is better, I think you're interpreting that as him saying the big league club is better, not the entire organization. William?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there is an attitude in that organization, though, Doug, that everything that's happening at the major league level is good. Like, this is all good.
No. I don't think that at all. I think they absolutely know that they've got a catastrophe with the rotation right now. They just traded away their number two pitcher.
And
they didn't get a starting pitcher that's ready to take the mound now.
I mean, look, that's your interpretation. I completely disagree with your interpretation. When he uses the term organization, that says to me he feels like they've set themselves up for the future from top to bottom. There's no way that any reasonable person would argue that things are great at the major league level.
Oh, no.
But I think maybe his point, too, was also from a fan's perspective, they don't see everything in an organization.
What they
see is the Major League Ball Club. And the Major League Ball Club right now, not good.
No.
Because, I mean, they admittedly have to piece together a rotation, you know, guys to play the field. And I know it's not smart for Scott Harris or any president or GM to give a timeline, but I wonder, did Ilitch give him a timeline? You know, when he hired him, what was...
That's a great question.
You know,
no, that's
we
valid. Yeah, I mean, look... I think what he said, what triggered him, he interpreted as, because he kept citing we got lapped or been fourth place, three teams in this division might make that. How can he possibly say that? He wasn't talking about the major league level. He was talking about top to bottom, that he believes they're in a good place. Scott Harris believes that the guys that they have acquired are going to help them win long term. But when you're drafting high school kids, it requires patience. And that's, I mean, Max Clark looks like he's moving up the system and is going to keep moving up the system rather quickly. He's impressed at West Michigan.
Yeah, a couple more hits last night.
I mean, at some point, we might see an example of a GM that's feeling the pressure and might move him up to double A quickly just to say, hey, look, here he's coming. Like, our prized possession isn't delivering right away like Wyatt Langford did. And he's going to stop delivering, but, you know, is he, and he will then again turn around and, you know, push that guy up the food chain a little bit quicker because he might be feeling the heat.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's feeling the heat or not. I do like the position players they have, but they're all at the single A and high A level. Mm-hmm. That's what's unfortunate about this situation, because the guys they've had at Toledo, most of them have gotten their opportunity, and some of them are doing well, and some of them are just, okay, well, you had your opportunity and you're not going to be here much longer. I think there are guys on this roster right now that are not long to be on the roster, and they're not, you know, for a play. Like, I bring up the name before, but Zach McKinstry, I can't see the Tigers continuing with him much longer. I mean, he's hitting like 175. There's just no point. Like, let somebody else have an opportunity and see if they can play.
Bob is next on 97.1. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, what I got to say, and you know, I even agree with the last caller. And I'm getting tired of every single year at the trading deadline, there's rumors of us trading away our best player this year, Skubal. And we're always trading away for prospects.
But they didn't trade him.
We got rid of our, you know.
They didn't trade him, and they said they never intended to. So any kind of rumors that happen are media created.
Okay, media created. But like Flaherty, we got prospects in return. We didn't get a starting pitcher. Our pitching core is a mess.
Well, what does that tell you about the way that the team that Scott Harris feels about this team this year then, Bob?
I think he feels that we're going nowhere.
Well, right. They're not going to make the playoffs, so it doesn't matter if they get a starting pitcher in return or not, that they needed to get value in return. And, you know, the value they deemed was with a, you know, a catcher and a shortstop.
You know, and then I agree with one of you said earlier that they have really got to go out in this offseason and do some work. We have not brought in anybody of any value in the offseason as a free agent in how long?
Everything they've brought in has been basically rentals that they've turned around and traded.
Yeah.
What they have traded in the last 4 years at the trade deadline, and it wasn't all obviously Scott Harris. Some of these moves, most of them have been inconsequential in terms of what they gave up. They've given up Flaherty, who might be consequential. They've given up Lorenzen, who they got back a player that is very promising. Well. They've gave up Michael Fulmer, who they haven't regretted giving up at all, and the player they got back has been hurt. So that was kind of an inconsequential move. They traded Daniel Norris for Rhys Olson 4 years ago. That was a win. So it's... This isn't a Avila-like purge of getting rid of J.D. Martinez and Justin Verlander and David Price. This is a mostly trading rentals and inconsequential players that might not have been here for something.
And Flaherty's a free agent at the end of the season. If people are upset they didn't sign him to a longer-term deal, I think if they had signed him to a three-year deal back in December, people would have flipped out based on the track record of Jack Flaherty and say, you can't do that. Just give him a one-year prove it.
I'll follow up here to the caller's point because I get being sick of it, but I don't know that it's gone the way that he believes it's gone. 97.1 The Ticket.